Okay, I'll begin my dictation. Clinic note on Anna Parilla, A-N-A, last name P-A-R-R-I-L-L-A. Birth date 11-22-63. Dictation 11-26-25. Birthday 11-22-63. I think I said that. Patient here with complaints of sore throat and flu-like symptoms for the past 3 days. Review of symptoms, state she still has a sensation of bugs under the skin, right up her arm. Discussed here 8 months ago on last presentation. Has been able to find relief. State says she's been told that it's shingles, but without definite rash. Has history of hypertension, high lipid disease, without follow-up for 8 months, not clear where patient is getting medications refilled. States that she stopped them and was told to stop her medications by this office, but no evidence or documentation of that. Says she's taking her blood pressure and cholesterol pills, but without definite follow-up. Also has been treated in the past for an anxiety disorder on medications, not taking apparently either. Drug screen not performed today. There's no refills were given. Social family history as before. Physical scan, general appearance, mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, next up with bowel muscles, lungs, cholesterol, saturation, and percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs, gallop, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs, or abnormality, skin, extremities, neurological, all within normal limits. Patient had COVID, flu, and strep screens done, which all are negative. With final diagnosis of had strep, flu, and COVID screens, which was positive for COVID. Final diagnosis is COVID. Also with neuropathy, apparent neuropathy right upper extremity. Also with history of a high lipid disease. Hypertension. And anxiety disorder. Patient again was referred to neurologist for evaluation of neuropathy and right upper arm. For further evaluation, patient just given isolation precautions at work and casino for the next several days until symptoms of COVID have cleared. Suggested mega doses of vitamin C. Wants to return next several days for routine care and follow up on their routine medications that she says she's still taking without definite follow-up for several months. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.